7J, mobile.
10-4HHC, mobile.
10-4HHW, mobile.
CSA mobile.
4DJW mobile.
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, I'm cool this morning. It's like outside after that storm yesterday. It's cooler this morning than it has been. At least over in what you?
Yes, sir. We got a little bit of rain and some cooler temps this morning, so thank goodness for that. It got pretty darn hot for a while.
Downstairs in the house, the upstairs air conditioner went kaput. Monday before I come back out and look at it. So we set up our camping gear in the den downstairs, and we're camping in the downstairs with the animals.
All I can say is I certainly do hate to hear that for you. That's an expense we hate to have to run into. But at least you have an adventurous plan to cope with it.
It's kind of fun. It's kind of like camping out without all the hassle of having to get there. You're already there. And checking out the camping gear, and it all still works. So, the upstairs air conditioner works great. But the upstairs, it's 90 degrees during the day. So that's just not too cold.
That is not pleasant at all. So, it's been a while since I chatted with you, but I do hear you occasionally on here, and keep up with folks. So glad to hear you're doing well other than the air conditioning. Tanya must have arrived in a bad spot or something going on with the radio. I can't pick you up right now. We got to stop at the ATM anyway, so I'll get this done, then I'll listen after that. N5 CSA mobile.
Yeah, but I do have an issue with this setup. I'll catch you later if you're still hearing me. N5CSAW4DJW mobile.
That transmission was pretty good. Take care, N5CSA.
N4DJC.
How are you doing?
X, Roger, Raider DX. How you doing? I gave you a call a couple times this past week. I've missed you by a minute or two, I think.
That's a good chance. A good chance that was true. It has been kind of an adventurous week. What with work and all this heat.
Pretty bad. We got a little bit of rain yesterday, but not much. Just a little bit. Just really dry. And I'm hoping to... we'll get some more rain, but it doesn't look very promising for us anyway.
Yeah, I would have thought you guys would have gotten a good bit on there. The day before yesterday, because it looked mighty promising up your way. And then that sprint, we didn't get a drop day before yesterday, but fortunate. Fortunately, yesterday it came out of the west, and we did get a bit, so pretty happy about that.
Pretty optimistic for Thursday, but it got real dark and felt a drop or two, but it didn't amount to anything at all. And yesterday, it rained for about 30 minutes or so yesterday, but everything just dried up on the roads an hour after that, and hopefully the grass got a little bit of water anyway. I can't afford the water. Water bill was out of sight last month because we watered the side we laid out, so can't repeat that. Hopefully it's established well enough now where we can do it maybe once a week and let it do with that. I can't afford to let it die either, though. Roger has audio on this. I turned my mic gain down a little bit. Is it okay, or is it too low, or what?
Than your norm, but it's not objectionable. I hear you fine. Can copy you fine, so I say it's okay. I say it's okay, Jerry.
I'm going to move it up to normal. I've got it on low.
If CSA Mobile. I guess you're still in there, but I'm not hearing you. You may still be making your adjustments.
Set it back to normal now. I don't know if that's any better or not.
Just a tink louder, so it sounds okay. You can get by on the other settings, I think. But, yeah, that sounds a good bit more like I'm used to hearing you.
Very loud either, but... anyways, how's everything going at work? Are you guys busy, or what's going on?
Yeah, I've never seen the likes of what's going on. We could be 10 times busier than what we are. But people, materials, and... All those things coming together, and we're quoting stuff right now. I think we quoted yesterday starting the product in the first part of next year.
Wow, that's pretty good. It sounds like you're over capacity. It sounds like you've got more. Got more orders and capacity. That's a good thing, I guess, too, though.
CSA Mobile. Yeah, we've lost a couple of key people, and the difficulty in recruiting people with textile experience in South Carolina anymore is extreme. We need some people who know how to run slashers, and they can't find it. You don't pick them off the trees. It's been kind of a challenge. They've been working the guys we got to death. So next week they're going to start something that another schedule that's hopefully going to give them a little bit more time off with their families and give them a little bit more peace and tranquility.
Slashing anything like that is really difficult to find now because you don't have but two or three per plant anyway, and all the plants are shut down. And I'm surprised you can't find anybody, but it does surprise me because people moved on and on to other things and are not sticking around long enough through the, and it's pretty true the technology changes, and if you don't keep up with it, it's not like running the old stuff. The materials change some and the processes change, and it's hard to get back in. If you've been out of it for a few years, it's hard to get back in it.
You got a guy who's our star slasher operator. He was talking about looking, and I had already told him that a whooper operator had put in a notice, so I got on the email thing and sent an email telling him, I said, we got a big problem here. If he leaves, we're in deep trouble. So that's when they started working out some sort of other option in terms of scheduling. So hopefully that'll help some. That area is also one of the hot parts. We got that end is hot, preparation, and the finishing end is hot. So in the middle of the weave room, they have to keep it conditioned. So in that place, you're okay condition wise. But man, I tell you what, you get them other two spots just roast.
And it's always been a hot spot. I was slashing up at Fort Mill. I was out in the open. It was right beside the weave room, between the weave room and the warpers. It was all in one room. And we didn't have too much trouble with ours. Ours was a new installation, too, though. We just went and stopped. We moved the we put in a new slasher about the same time we put in a new engine limb, so it was all new equipment. It was, and we had all the ducting already there, but it was raw refrigerated, of course. It wasn't like July's was where we just had, you know, chillers. But we didn't have too much trouble. We didn't have walls separating any. I think we did have walls separating the woofers and the slashers, but, you know, we didn't have materials like you guys did either. We had to separate to keep from contaminating other products.
This is SA Mobile. Let's see. Dave was out there a while back. I don't know if he was got this problem situated and wants to get back in or not, but I'll pause for a second. Where he was going, or he's still working on his issue. So, anyway, yeah, it's been kind of a challenge this week. If you can still hear me, I'm up here about Mama Pen's uptown. Gotta jump out for about 30 seconds to drop the paper off, and I'll be right. It's 4DJC and 5CSA.
4DJC, catch you back in a minute or two.
4DJC and 5CSA back in the car.
Roger. I changed radios up here. This one may sound a little better, I don't know.
That's pretty good. Where I'm at, located here. Getting a little chop on the repeater, but not bad. So anyway, yeah, the other thing I was going to tell you about work is they redid the landscaping on the entire front of the building and put in some sod, and you were talking about your sod. They put in a bunch of that stuff. So anyway, it looks pretty good. I kind of lobbied. They had already made up their mind, so I'm not saying that my lobbying made any difference, but I lobbied for them to keep the two magnolias. And the guy, the manager, he says they had already decided to do that. I said, well, good.
It's kind of part of the landscape there. It's been, those things have been there for years, I imagine.
Yeah, and those guys that came in and did the work, they did a little, they did a little manicure on them. They look good. So the magnolias always bring me back to 1979 and 18th Airborne Corps headquarters, Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And they had them things all around that building that we had to get out there and clean up the cones and the leaves. So, yeah, every time I look at them, I think about that.
Well, that may or may not be fond memories, but Dead Bragg does look like that, so sure enough. It's been a long time since I've been up there. But how are you doing otherwise? How's your folks doing? Everybody, family doing good?
My wife still has back trouble, but it's okay. She got some shots last week, so hopefully they'll kick in and help her. And pretty well, I think, pretty well, considering all the warm weather. But hopefully you guys are doing well, too.
Well, things, I probably told you, we were down in Florida about a month or so ago, and I fell, and then I thought I broke my hip. And went to the orthopedic, and he thought I broke my pelvis in two places. It turned out it wasn't a fracture, it was what they call a bone marrow edema, which is fracture inside the bone and the bone marrow. So said it healed up in about 6 months, and they didn't need to do anything other than just take it easy. And I had another issue, what I thought was a heart issue, turned out to be okay, but I had to spend I had to go to the emergency room. Of course, you can't get in the emergency room and leave before 8 o'clock that night. That was the whole day, but everything turned out to be okay. But my blood pressure ran low, and I got real dizzy and that sort of thing, but they went ahead and took me. My wife insisted on that. I was not going to go, but she insisted on them carrying me in. And after all that, you know, I guess you can't be too can't be too paranoid about things like that. You got to go ahead and do it, I suppose, Roger. N5CSA and 4DGC.
I saw in the ER, he said, you're just going to have to kind of learn to live with your AFib, but so it kind of stuck with me. And for the most part, I do. I take my rescue meds if it starts running real fast and that sort of thing. But in February, I did the same thing you did. I got a little upset about it. Went to the ER. So they helped me. Got it back in rhythm. Went home. Back to my life, and then you pay for it for the rest of the career. But you don't need to take chances with stuff like that at all. Your wife was completely right. I support her decision to force you to go.
A slight arrhythmia. They said slight. Sometimes it gets worse. It throws some extra beats in there. It's not AFib, but. It's pretty common, I think, but anyway, it will cause like a tachycardia, almost like AFib, but it's not the same thing. But anyway, it scares me sometimes when it does that. I just have to remember when I do that, and then I have a. It's almost like when you have stuff like that. If you've had a problem in the past, stuff like that happens, and you get scared, and you go into anxiety. Next thing you know, it's almost like a panic attack.
I would say it is exactly like a panic attack because you panic. And this is your heart. You only got one of those. So you get shot in the lung, slap dressing on it. You got another one, as they said in the movies. But you only got one heart. It will scare you, slam to death. I know it does me. Let's see, we got some tree work guys out here this morning. We got a lot of wind yesterday, so I imagine they're working on this. I imagine there may be some power out over here, too.
Yesterday afternoon, they finally cleared off this empty lot over and built a house on it now. It's just about finished. They listed it last couple of weeks ago, and I about swallowed my tongue when I saw it. I must say they were asking way too much money for it, but anyway, they had to. Deep power, or deep energy, is what they call themselves now. They had to run a line, and they trenched through our yard instead of running straight off the power line to put the line underground. They tore up the yard. Not too bad, but bad enough where they dug a trench. I thought they were going to put one of those little small trenchers out there, but they brought an excavator out there and trenched it about 3 feet deep and about 2 feet wide. They filled it back in, but they didn't do a real good job putting it, smooth it out. So they're supposed to come Monday, I think, and smooth it out for me, put a little grass down. If I can afford the water, put a little hay on top of it. But the area Duke supervisor told me, he said, we had 20,000 people out of power in the state. He said, we're just scattered all over the place. Otherwise, they would have done it this past week. So how was the wind or just, some of these transformers and stuff, the heat's getting dim or what's going on, but there was a mess this past week for deep.
I looked at the truck, I was a long way off, I thought it was asphalt, but it's pike, and they subcontract for Duke Energy, so yeah, I guess they're over there working on power outages. I see they've got lights right here at this auto parts store here at 28, and it's always Dobbins Bridge Road. Hopefully the Walmart will have lights. I think the river got some chores down while we were talking. It's worth it there.
Pike did the trench, but they were nice guys. They had to stop in the middle of what they were doing because they cut a AT&T line. They had about 100 twisted pairs in it. And they didn't know whether it was dead or not, so we had to wait till AT&T to clear it before they could build the hole. It was about 3 feet wide and 3 feet deep. And We're trying to get them covered back up, checking the cover back up, and they finally got it done. But, man, I tell you one thing. I told them that they cut it on a Tuesday. It was Thursday before they could get out there and check it. After calling them multiple times, staying on the phone for hours, it seemed like. But I told that AT&T guy, I said, I guarantee you if that thing was live, but that means twisted pairs in it. You've had 100 phone calls by now. And he said, yeah. But I didn't even know that thing was there. They didn't mark it. Yeah, they didn't mark it when they, when everybody marked everything else out there in the yard to avoid cutting into N5CSC and 4DJC.
So they didn't pick that up, isn't it?
AT&T ran through the front when they ran. Yeah, they run the DSL lines, and our neighbor here kept having trouble with them cutting his line because they just laid it across the ground on this spare vacant lot. So we let them run with the small tractors up through our yard, around the edge of the yard, and see. DSL cable or whatever it is they use. They don't have fiber here. And he didn't even tell me thank you. They tore my yard up again. Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was just one of those little slitter things that puts it about 6 or 8 inches underground. And they had everything run through across the front of the yard of it. And it's been done for quite a few years. But it seemed like somebody would have noticed that cable or known something about it. But yeah, I guess nobody's owned. I guess when they ran the front one up, they just disconnected it somewhere in one of the locations, or wherever the location is where the main boxes are up there, and nobody ever thought about it again. But it was about 1.5 to 2 inches down, but it wasn't a little bitty rascal.
I guess they should watch the TV and do what they admonish other people to do, call and get the thing marked. Well, I'm here at the Walmart store up on the hill now. I hope maybe I'm getting into the repeater okay.
A little choppy just a minute ago, but you're solid now.
I told somebody, but when I get up here on this hill here at Walmart, I don't really know where the repeater is. They have different stories on it, but the info LRD DMR repeater, I just completely lose it up here on this hill at Walmart, which to me is, counterintuitive, but hey, it's a fact. I just can't get it. I don't know what the deal is.
That's kind of weird, isn't it? You'd think the higher the better, but maybe when you get up that high, maybe something's blocking somewhere. But I don't know where that repeater is either. I don't know how. Is that repeater over near Anderson College, that DMR, or am I thinking about another one?
We don't know. I've been told it was at the hospital. I've been told it was in Star. So if it's at the hospital, there's no real logical reason to assume there's something here blocking it, but if it were in Star, then you could possibly assume that you might get a little blockage from the building here. I don't know. I don't know where it is. Have no clue. Thinking about getting another hot spot to use it in the house.
I got a little fusion radio that can cross mode to DMR. I may try it on that, but fusion sounds pretty good. It sounds a little bit better than D-Star, maybe, but there's still a lot of stuff on D-Star on the hotspot, but the only problem is I have to reboot it to get it to convert from one mode to another one. I'm asking one of these open spots one of these days, but man, they're asking a ton of money for those new ones.
What part now?
5.4 Pro is it's pretty close to $400, maybe more than that, Roger.
Bought a ton of money right there.
Sure does.
Yeah, I had to upgrade my Wi-Fi, and I had an adventure getting the Zoom spot back on the new Wi-Fi. Finally got it. And if you just read the next line, looked it up on the internet and how to get everything going again. Doggone, if I'd have just read one more line, I would have been okay. But no, I had to wait till the next day and read that next line. So anyway, there you go. Got it. thank goodness they ain't changing Wi-Fi again for a while, I hope.
Spot didn't want to work right until I left it to make sure it didn't have any spaces in my Wi-Fi network name. And after I did that, it worked fine. But until that, I couldn't get the thing to connect and disconnect. But it's been pretty good now. And I got Charter or Spectrum finally updated my internet. And I was paying, like, I was only getting about 20 megs. And now I'm getting over 200 down for about the same price. So mine's a lot more reliable now. But still, my Wi-Fi, it'll knock it out, it'll disconnect sometimes. It's not the internet, it's not disconnected. So I'm not sure what it is. I think I got the right cable, and I may have to get maybe a Cat 6 or something like that to be able to handle it. But I got a Cat 5 on it, and that may be causing it to disconnect sometimes. It may just be the signal's not strong enough, who knows. I mean, the Wi-Fi. You know, the Wi-Fi routers can disconnect you from the modem. I'm not losing Wi-Fi, but, you know, from the radio, any other stuff. N5CSA and 4DJC.
I'm sure you'll figure it out. Well, I have enjoyed talking with you and Dave this morning. Hope Dave got going where he was going okay. And I hope you have a great day, and hopefully sometime later today I'll fire up the D-Star at the house and maybe catch up with you over there and chat again if you have time. But anyway, been fun today getting to talk to you, Jerry. I hope you have a good day, good rest of the morning, and a good afternoon. Maybe we'll catch you later.
Hey, Mayor, I listen downstairs, have my D-Star on downstairs on the 52A side. I usually have this repeater and then have the D-Star on the other VFO. But anyway, hope you have a good day today. Stay out of the heat, for goodness sakes. It ain't getting any better, it doesn't seem like. And my monitor, just give me a shout anytime, and if I can get to it quick enough, I'll give you a call back. But again, have a good afternoon and stay cool. N5CSA and 4DJC clear.
Take care, N5CSA mobile clear.
D4WE mobile I-85.